So we now have Andrea Righi, who's going to give a talk on Rustifying the Linux Kernel Scheduler. So please give it up.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. You can hear me, I guess. So, yeah, we're going to talk about scheduling, kernel scheduler, but in Rust. How many kernel developers are here, or people that have played with the kernel? A few, okay, that's good. Okay, you don't need to understand the kernel. that's a good thing. So here's the agenda. I want to go to the cool stuff, but before going to the cool stuff, I need to tell you something about scheduling in general. And then we see how we can use this technology called SCHEDEX to basically implement a scheduler, kernel scheduler in Rust. But first of all, what is a scheduler? So a scheduler is a kernel component that determines where each task needs to run, when, and for how long. So it seems fairly easy, conceptually speaking, but in practice it can be really hard. Scheduling is a very non-trivial problem, in particular because there are different architectures, different workloads, and it's really difficult to model a scheduler that works for everyone and in every possible scenarios. So the challenges are fairness, if you want to design a scheduler that is generic as possible, because you need to give each task some chances to run after a while, like difficult to model something so generic. Now, so what's the situation in Linux? The policy in Linux is to maintain just a single scheduler, or one scheduler to rule them all. We used to have CFS before 6.6. Now we have another scheduler called EVDF. The first one is like the CFS stands for Completely Fair Share Scheduler, or Completely Fair Scheduler. And it's based on fairness from the previous slide. So it gives each task, it's like it's doing weighted bandwidth allocation to tasks. That's it. We move to EVDF. EVDF is a deadline-based scheduler. Deadline allows to perform better for in latency-sensitive workloads, so it's for latency. But I'm not going into details of these schedulers. If you're interested in some details, there's another talk tomorrow in the kernel dev room where I'm talking more about these schedulers and how I'll play in video games. But anyway, the fact is that there's just one scheduler, and therefore it's really difficult to conduct experiments, because if you want to do some tests or some experiments with the Linux kernel, you need to patch the kernel, recompile, reboot the system. It's not always easy to do, especially in production. Even rebooting in production, if you think at like large cloud environments, you reboot, you need to rewarm the caches, you have a downtime. So, really difficult to conduct experiments, and it's really difficult to upstream changes, because you may find something that works really well for you, but if it doesn't work for anyone, your change is not going to get merged, because you may introduce regressions. So the single Linux kernel scheduler is like, there are compromises. It's trying to do the best, and it's the best generic scheduler that we may possibly have. But sometimes, you know, you may want to relax some constraints and say, I'm willing to accept to have like an unfair scheduler just to solve my problem. And right now, I mean, in this situation, it was impossible to do that unless you maintain your own scheduler. There are big companies that can afford that, even if it's painful for big companies, because maintaining a patch so impactful as the scheduler, it's not a joke. I mean, it's quite time-consuming. So here comes SCADEXT and BPF. SCADEXT, for those that don't know, is a new technology in the Linux kernel that allows you to implement a scheduling policy as a BPF program. And it needs to be GPLv2, by the way. It's not like a soft requirement. Actually, the BPF verifier would not accept your scheduler if it's not licensed as GPLv2. BPF, for those that, I think you're all familiar with BPF. I don't want to go on. No, okay. BPF is like a JIT in the kernel. You can see BPF as like kind of a virtual machine, and you can write programs in C, for example. Powerful because you can test things, you can test changes to the kernel without crashing the kernel, so it's safe. Of course, you can't write things arbitrarily in kernel memory, but you get read access to kernel memory. And SCADEXT leverages BPF to give the connections to the scheduler callbacks. So the scheduler in the Linux kernel is implemented like as a class, as a, or as a